Hey, everyone. It's hashtag SoBocaStories, and it is a fabulous new year if you're listening to this any other time. Happy 2020. I wanted to jump on and share a few posts that we have done on the SoBoca blog. If you have not yet subscribed, please do so at SoBoca.com, S3Os, Boca.com. Follow us on Instagram at SoBoca. And also on Facebook for daily updates and behind the scenes, things happening, places to go, people to see, things to do all around Boca Raton and sunny South Florida. So if you are like many people, you are setting up some goals for the new year. And one of the things that I like to do every year now is update our Word of the Year blog post. But this year, I found a way to do a word cloud. So if you are into choosing a word or group of words of the year, take a look at that blog post and maybe that'll help manifest your best 2020. And I also put a link in there on how to do your own word cloud, which is really kind of cool. So check that out. The other thing is, we are coming into Super Bowl time and we've been going through bowl season and whatnot. And I finally just put together a girl's guide to throwing a winning tailgate party and places that you can either get your food from or tips on how to throw a great tailgate party or a home gate party, if maybe you're just watching all your games at home, and also local restaurants that we love to go to when we want to watch our favorite teams, which would be Ohio State, the Florida Gators, and the Miami Dolphins. And yes, my husband is a Miami Hurricane fan, and that's all I'm going to say. So you can get a list of some of the sports bars and restaurants around town that I think you'll enjoy. And what else have we added to the blog? Oh, yes. 10 things you can do in Boca Raton. Check out that blog post because no matter what time of the year you are here, and we have a lot of people here this time of the year because people come down, the weather's fabulous and it's sunny and the beaches are fantastic here. We have put together things that you can do around town to help you plan your day, whether that's going to Meisner Park or hitting the downtown or going to the beaches. We've included a ton of locations for you guys to check out. And if you want to explore that even further, definitely check out the article we did on doing daycations. So maybe you're in Boca, maybe you're in Delray, maybe you're here in the Palm Beaches, I'm not sure. But we also put together something that will help you do a little day or staycation if you want to run up to Palm Beach or you want to hit the art museums or maybe you're all about coffee. We have all of that on the blog. And by the way, one of the things I love to share is our love of the Florida Keys. So if you are here in Boca visiting and you're like, hey, I've never been to the Keys, or hey, I haven't been to the Keys in a long time, do you know it really is less than a 2-hour drive to Key Largo? You can drive down there first thing in the morning. You can explore. You could go on a snorkeling or diving expedition, go to John Penny Camp, have a bite to eat at one of the fabulous restaurants there. And we have tons of articles about the Keys under our travel section. So check that out as well. So I hope this gives you lots of food for thought. Oh, and lastly, we did a big post on live music all around Palm Beach County and Broward and obviously in Boca. There's a lot of live music. So if you are like us and you like, you know, when you go out, you like to listen to a little live music, check that out. I think you'll really enjoy it. But appreciate you guys joining us. And this is my, weekly episode. And if you want to find out more things that are going on in Boca, definitely visit our Facebook page, So Boca on Facebook, where I share different events that are happening, each week, including charity events and other fun things that are happening around town, specifically to Boca. So this episode of hashtag SoBocaStories is sponsored by the Belisari Group at RE/MAX Services here in beautiful Boca Raton. If you have a referral for real estate, please think of me, Michelle B. I would be happy to help you if you are buying a home or selling a home. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.